Moncrief on News Talk
with Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas is compatible with a wide range of modern appliances. gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.
Vicky Lowing grew up on a farm in Australia where she developed a love of exotic animals. As a child, she was rearing lizards and snakes and then moved on to crocodiles. And that hasn't changed, except she now lives in a suburban house in Melbourne, which she shares with, among other animals, three full-size crocs. Vicky, good afternoon.
Good afternoon or good evening here.
Could you start by telling us about your three crocodiles? You have two freshwater crocodiles and one saltwater crocodile. How big are they?
Well, my eldest freshwater crocodile, Johnny, her name's Johnny, she's 22 years old. I've had her since she was a hatchling. And then I've got a 10-year-old male, was he 11, something like that, freshwater, just a little bit smaller than Johnny, called Fovian. And I've had him for about 9 years, going on 10 years. And then I've got the saltwater crocodile, Dilphia. She's going on 12 years in July. 12 years old. And Johnny and Fovian, the two freshwater crocodiles, in 2016, they mated and had, Johnny laid 7 eggs on my bed, which was, a brilliant surprise. Fortunately, I had an incubator and I was very fortunate to be able to hatch 2 live babies 3 months later. So, and their names are JJ for Johnny Jr. and FJ for Fovian Jr. They're 15 months old now. So I've got 5.
Oh, my gosh, you have 5 then.
5 altogether, yeah.
And a freshwater crocodile, when they're adults, you know, how long are they?
They can grow up to 3 metres, but mine are about 1.5 metres.
Okay.
My 2 adults, yeah.
And Dilphia, how long is Dilphia?
She's about 2.5 to 2.7 metres. She's and very big. She's overweight, so she's quite big for her age. Too. Yeah.
And cool. How does Dilphia get on with the freshwater crocodiles?
Oh no, they don't. If Gilly gets sees the freshwater, she'll kill them. And it's over territory. They're very territorial. So yeah, I have to keep them well apart.
Okay.
Be very careful.
And given that you're now, you know, you live in a suburban house, how much room are you able to allot to the various crocodiles?
Well, the 2 adult freshwater crocodiles, they've got freedom of the house as well, so there's not much room for me. but my whole lounge room's taken up with the big tank that the freshwater crocodiles are in, as well as snake enclosures. And the bathroom's now taken up with the 2 babies. The 2 youngsters are in the bath because it's easy to control the heat and everything in the bathroom and change the water in the bath and everything. So it's good.
And what part of the house then does Dilphia live in?
Well, Dilphia actually has her own house in the backyard. It's a bungalow.
All right.
And she's got her own home there heated. And her own pools and all that sort of stuff, and she's got freedom of the yard to move around. But I'm in the process of building her a much larger enclosure with a larger pool, so hopefully we'll have that up and running in a few months for her, because she's outgrown the bungalow and her own pool at present, growing big quickly.
What do they eat?
They mainly get fed chicken wings, chicken drumsticks with the bones, because that's what they like. But also some red meat, although Gilly doesn't like the red meat much. And I supplement that food. In preference, it's much better to be able to give them dead whole food, like food like rats, birds, things like that. Mm. Fovian will eat birds, dead birds, which is good. And sometimes I give them live fish as well to munch on. But Johnny's not too keen on anything other than chicken and red meat, which I supplement. But she'll eat fish, which is good. And as for Gilly, well, I've given her 2 rabbits. One she just carried around for hours and didn't do anything with it. And the other rabbit I gave her, she took back. I gave it to her outside. And she took it back into her pond inside and thrashed it around and actually munched on a couple of legs and a head, I think it was. So that, you know, which is good food. Mm. No roadkills that I'd picked up for them. So it's much better to give them that sort of food. But they're very spoiled crocodiles. And other than Fabian, who will eat rats, the other crocs sort of tend to put their snouts up at anything with fur and feathers on it.
Given that they are predators, though, do they need to hunt food, or are they happy enough to just be served up the food?
They're happy enough to be fed the food, but they do, they're demand fed, so I feed them when they ask for food. So they hunt me down.
Right.
And they let me know in, you know, quite clearly that they're hungry. Jilly will come to the back door of the house and bang on the glass door for her food if I don't, you know, take it over to her soon enough. And Johnny and Fobin will both sort, you know, look for me in the house, and I can tell when they want food, especially Fobian, because he's a boy and he's totally different to Johnny and Jilfia. He can get quite sort of not aggressive, but very demanding for his food. He'll come, you know, snapping his jaws at me like, "Feed me, hurry up."
Mm.
He's learning to be patient.
How intelligent are crocodiles? Can, you know, do they understand commands, for instance?
Oh yeah. Extremely intelligent, and I've been saying it for 20-odd years how intelligent they are, because I've got them in the house with me and I'm observing them 24 hours a day, basically, on and off. I see a lot more than other people would when they're in the farms or the parks or wherever. And they're, you know, it blew me out when I first learned how intelligent they are. Like, they'll study something, and you can see their mind ticking over, studying whatever it may be, and they'll never go back and study it again. They know, and they've got an extremely good memory too. But no, they respond to commands. Like last night, Fobian was anxious to be fed, and he can get a bit nippy around the feet if I'm not careful, and I kept saying, "No, you have to wait, be patient." And he did. He actually withdrew away from me, and then he sort of sneaked back towards me. I said, "I've nearly got it ready, just wait, be patient." And he was being patient. He was being very good, actually.
Hmm.
Jilfia knows the word no. She's grabbed one of my chooks once, and I said, "No, let it go." And she let it go. Picked up, and she also picked up a big sponge another time, and I said, "No," you know, and she let that go. And when I tell her to go to bed, she'll be in the outside pond. If the temperature drops too low too quickly, they can become very disorientated. So, you know, before that happens, I say, "Go to bed, Jilfia, go to bed." And the next night it might be, "Go inside, time for bed." It'll be different commands each time, but she knows exactly what I mean. 10 minutes later, she'll take herself, you know, into the bungalow.
Huh. Are there things you shouldn't really do around a crocodile, even if you've known these crocodiles all their lives? I mean, are there potential dangers, if you like, given that they are crocodiles?
Oh, yes. The freshwater can give you a really nasty bite if he wants to, but that's, he can cause some injury, but that's about it. But the salty, Jilly, she could take a leg off or an arm off, or even grab me and drag me into the pond and thrash me around and eat me, you know. So, yeah, you've got to be careful. But like I say to people, I've ridden horses all my life, and I've had friends that have been killed by horses, kicked in the head and things like that, just out of the blue. So it's like with anything. Man is the worst for turning on man, if you know what I mean. He'll stab you in the back quickly or shoot you or whatever. But, no, you've just got to be very wary and very careful, and always remember that there's got over 200 plus million years of instinctive, instinct in them of being an apex predator. So, yeah, you don't turn your back on them. You just always be wary. Just be careful. Like, I never drop my guard, put it that way.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Is it true you're not supposed to make eye contact with them?
Yeah, I've been saying that for about 25 years. I learned that when Johnny was very young, and I was crouched down in front of her in the pond. She was very little, and she suddenly lunged at me. And the minute I sort of moved away or took my eyes off her, she stopped. So I did it as an experiment a few times, and each time I stared at her in the eyes, she'd lunge at me. But the minute I, you know, took my eyes away from her, she would stop. And even nowadays, if you stare at them in the eye, and it's very hard not to because they grab your attention and stare at you.
Mm.
But it is, I believe, it is like a challenge, like dogs would challenge one another by, you know, staring each other down. You don't stare at a crocodile in the eyes, no.
Yeah. When people call to your house and if, say, yeah. your crocodiles don't know these people, you know, do you have to be a bit careful about that as well? They might see these people as a threat.
No, I've never, like, of course, I take all measures, safety measures and everything like that. But, no, I haven't had a problem. The crocodiles are actually wary of strangers, of people they don't know, and they'll back down. They, you know, they might turn and lift their head up and look at someone and say, oh, I don't know you. But I've never had any of them attack a strange person or someone they don't know, or even people they do know they don't attack. It's only me, they'll have a go at me if, you know, if they want food or they're upset with me, especially the boy crocodile.
Mm. Now, you've set up a fundraising page because looking after all these crocodiles is expensive.
Oh, yeah, tell me about it, especially electricity and water. Yes, it's for Jilly's enclosure because, for her own, for herself, she has to be in a bigger enclosure. She's getting squashed in, you know, I wouldn't like to live in a toilet. But anyway, in a small area. And it's very expensive to build an enclosure with a, you know, massive concrete pond and everything. And also, according to the wildlife regulations here in this state and in other states, you have to provide, you know, appropriate enclosures or housing for the crocodiles of a certain size and certain stipulations. So I have to do that. And I am on a bit of a time frame because the wildlife officers have every right to come and confiscate the crocodile if she's not moved into a bigger area. And, that, you know, I've, the title of the page is Help Save Jilly. Or Help Save Jilfear, I think it is.
Mm.
And that's what I mean, because there is that possibility they could come and confiscate her if she's not moved into a bigger enclosure.
Yeah, that's GoFundMe.com/HelpSaveJilfear. That's J-I-L-F-I-A.
That's it.
Yeah, that's the name of that page.
Yeah.
Vicky, we wish you the best of luck, especially with your two relatively new arrivals. I hope it all goes well. Vicky Lowing, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Moncrief on News Talk.
With Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas is compatible with a wide range of modern appliances. gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.